All right, sounds good. If you have your Bible with you, again, I encourage you guys, even if you're online, to bring your Bible, your physical Bible, with you to follow along. And if you could turn with me to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. I want to hear the pages turning. I want to encourage you guys to bring your physical Bibles. Psalm 119, verses 7 through 10. And I'm going to read it. Those verses, and then I'm going to say at the end, this is a word of the Lord, and if you could all respond by saying, thanks be to God, and you could have your seat. So if you could all rise for the reading of God's word together, and online, if you're able to rise, please do so with your family. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 10. This is, again, God's word to us this morning. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of the honeycomb. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. That's all. I'll pray one more time and ask for God's help. If you could join me in prayer. Again, online, if you could join me in prayer one last time here. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you be merciful to you, to us, your children now. Your children know, your church know that this is your word. This is the truth. All of it. All the whole counsel from Genesis all to Revelation, it is for your children. So that they might, on their path to heaven, these are instructions from you. Every step of the way. Their short time here in this world and the everlasting life after this life. Your word is eternal. It is forever. It never changes, just like you. So I pray that we have read your word and be merciful, but that you would change us. Yet that you do miracle in our hearts that no man is able to do. Your word is like a double-edged sword, piercing to places in the inmost parts of our hearts, of our being, that no man's word can penetrate. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth now. Help us be our teacher. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ. Amen. Amen. Again, as I said, that today would be a sermon that I will do every year, beginning sort of embarking the new year on the word and prayer, two sermons. And as we do this, I want to lead you as a pastor. I pray that I preach what I practice what I preach. I want to lead you, encourage you, every one of you here watching online, exhort you this morning as we embark a new year, 2021, that you would give yourself more than you have done in 2020 to the very word of God. David in Psalm 19 that we read, verses 7 through 10, understood the value of this book called the Bible. Look at what David says six times in verses 7, 8, and 9. The law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. You might say, well,
why the fear of the Lord? It doesn't seem like it's kind of consistent with these.
Well, the fear
of the Lord is doing what God says.
Because when you don't, there'll be trouble, there'll be danger. The rules of the Lord, in other words, the Bible, the scriptures, are the word of God. Look at 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let me read it for us here. 2 Timothy 3:16. A famous verse. All scripture, Old and New Testament, all scripture is theonousa, breathe out. It's not inspired, it's the word God breathes book. The author is God. This is the very word of God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Or 2 Peter chapter 2, 20 to 21. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. Knowing this, first of all, no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy has ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So the Bible is, according to the scripture in 2 Timothy and 2 Peter, is the very word of God. Now, why is this important? Newspapers and magazines, textbooks, television, radio, and are very popular in the 21st century and beyond. The social media, what are those? What are the things those things have in common? Well, most of those are the words of man. This, the Bible, is the very breathe that word of God, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven on earth, have spoken in this book. And yet, most of us in the waking day or hour readily will go to words of men instead of this book. Why is that? How come? If you were to do a minute by minute, hour by hour calculation in 2020 of God's people in this church, why do we go readily to the words of man and not to this very book called the Word of God? How come? Why is that? It is very interesting to me that Christians, people in the church, will rarely go to man for advice, man's resources for advice, man's wisdom for problems, and yet hardly go to the very wisdom of God in this book, this precious book. A God who knows and made you, made this world, understands the problems, your problems and my problems, to the T, has solutions for your and my problems, believe it or not. Whether you believe that or not, does. God's word is the very word of the your Creator. God knows this world and you and me more than anybody. God understands this society, this world, groups perfectly. He is the wisest counselor. He knows the exact problems and solutions, again, to all our problems. It is more useful and profitable, valuable to our time. And it's absolutely crazy and foolish not to sit in year 2021 at God's feet in God's Word. Let's look at this verse, number verse 10, for a moment before we look at some of the three benefits
I'm going to encourage you in verses 7 through 10.
The three things about God that he says in this text that's a benefit to you, mighty to you in 2021. But let's look at verse 10 and kind of go backwards. Look at verse 10 for a moment. Look what David says in verse 10.
Psalm 19, verse 10.
The word of God is more to be desired.
I love that word.
It's not just a cognitive thing. Of course we should read the Bible, but do we desire it? In other words, is our heart and passion in it? More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of the honeycomb. Why would he say that? Why would David, the king of Israel, say that to the people of God? The Bible is to be more desired. It's sweeter. All the sweet things that you put our heart and time into. Why would he say that? Why would God say that to us this morning? I think the obvious is because we desire gold. Our heart is in gold. Anything related to gold. Money. We desire that. Then the very word of God. Now, if you were to choose between this, okay, and this, they've been saying, you have a choice right now to choose this, to desire this, or to desire this. Now, this is only like $4. Let's say if you had a lot of money, okay? Thousands, whatever, it's a lot in your eyes for college students. Yeah, this, you know, a few bucks might be a lot to you right now, okay? But what would you desire? If you were to make a choice right now in your heart in 2021, this or this? What is your desire right now? Think about that. Give a few seconds online. This, the very word of God. And David understands this is more precious. Not just an exaggeration that David is saying. David understands, and we should understand that this, the very word of God, is more precious, more desirable than the millions of dollars that you could have in this world. You should desire this, God's people, than this. What is your desire this morning? Where is your heart? Where is your passion this morning? You know, we have a lot of motivation, and I was talking to Doug, you know, as we were, you know, trying to cycle in the winter at YMCA. You know, a lot of people, even non-Christians, have a lot of desire for sports and working out and being healthy, you know? The passion there, okay? Whatever your passion is, okay? And somewhat disciplined about it. And yet, the discipline, the passion for God's word is not there. The God is an easy choice, yet the desire is not there. The heart is not there. And I want to plead with you this morning, in the year 2021, that you would not only see, but taste that God is good. Now, before we talk about the three benefits in verses 7, 8, and 9, I want to say this, you know, in general. The Bible, the reason it's precious is not because it's just words, it's a book. If you think this is just another book, well, you're wrong. The reason it's so precious is because is this. The Bible is precious because what's in my hand? Anyone know? What's in my hand?
This is what the Bible is doing. That's why it's so precious. And millions and hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, all the riches in this world. Anyone know what's in my hand?
Okay, if you've been into English Bible study, you kind of know the answer.
Okay, or college Bible study. What's in my hand? Anyone know? How would you know what's in my hand? I have to open it so you could see it with your eyes, what it is. Okay, and if you, the tissue, okay. Now you see. Now you know. Now it's revealed. It's uncovered. So you know. Well, that's what the Bible is doing. That's why it's so precious. That's what David sees. That's just words. This book is revealing God Himself to you. The God of life. A holy God. He's the source of all things. The creator of heaven and earth is revealed to you in this book. That's why this book is so precious. More to be desired. Passionate of your time in 2021. Forget 2020. I know right now you're thinking, Pastor Young, I know I should read the Bible more. And don't feel guilty about it and stay there in 2020. Start fresh. Whatever level of discipline you got, try to get increased more in giving yourself to this precious book called the Word of God. It's 10 minutes a day. Look at what the percentage is. If you give the data, okay? If you give 1 hour a day in just reading the Bible for the rest of your life, you know what the percentage is that we give to God's Word? I'll take a guess. Just 1 hour a day, which probably to most of you, it's a lot. 1 hour a day reading the Bible. Per hour, per day, and I say we live about 100 years, give or take a few years. You know what the percentage is that we give to the Bible? Take a guess. 1 hour a day is 3.7%. of our lives, our whole life, to this most precious book, the Word of God. 3.7%. That is hardly someone who is seeking holiness, to be a holy person. You know, being holy is 100% devotion, whole heart to God. Think about that for a moment. One famous preacher said that God's people often give crumbs of our day to God, to our God, to our Savior. Most of our strength is given to the accumulating the things of this world. I want to encourage you, start somewhere. Maybe, I know some of you, 1 hour is a lot. Start anywhere. Do 5 minutes and work on that. Improve. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and go and on and on and on. This year, 20. Start somewhere. Start somewhere in the very precious Word of God. Now let me give you the three benefits that I see in giving yourself to the Word of God in the year 2021. Look at it. Look at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The Word of God is precious, is valuable because it gives us life and power. The law of the Lord revives the soul, gives life to our souls. You know, when you become a Christian, a
genuine Christian, God gives you these graces. The graces of God that the Word of God feeds upon. Eats. It's like when you eat, you gain strength, right? To work and carry the day. If you don't eat, right? You have no strength. You can hardly move. You know? You're sluggish. Maybe it's like a cup of coffee, or I need 2 cups every morning to function normally, okay? To have some strength, to wake up, to do it. It's similar. God has given us these graces that the Word of God feeds upon. It's like food to give us life and strength and power to serve God. And you cannot maintain a dynamic, vibrant, powerful life in God if you neglect the Word of God. You know, most often I've heard this a lot over the years. I've been a pastor. It seems like I'm not growing. I'm not growing in my Christian life. And I profess my Christianity, born again, you know, a long time ago. And since then, I haven't really been growing that much, Pastor Young. You know, what's going on? And often when someone asks me that, if they're honest, and when you examine and you ask them some probing questions, often the reason why their life is not dynamic and powerful seems like there's no progress in their Christian walk with God, further away from God than closer to God, is because almost often they neglect the Word of God in their lives. So clear is why the Christian is not growing. Look at Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Look at what Jesus says. Man shall not live by bread alone. We're not just composed of atoms. Man shall not live by bread alone, but the very image of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is the very breathe out mouth of God. The Word of God. Or 1 Peter chapter 1, 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Since you have been born again, Christians, you're a new person, new creation. Not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Through what? Through the living and abiding Word of God. In other words, our life begins with the Word of God, born again through His truth. The truth will set us free. And our lives as a Christian, made in the image of God, is sustained through the Word of God. You will die spiritually if you neglect the Bible. My Christian friends, my brothers and sisters. You might look alive on the outside, but the inside, you are starving and dying spiritually. Your taste for the spiritual things of God is become dull. You know what I'm talking about. You know all the Christians who've been neglecting the Word of God. God in general. The revelation of God, and their taste from before has been dull. They're almost living like they're not even a Christian. God's Word, the law of the Lord is perfect, gives power and life, revives our souls. That's why you should give yourself to it in 2021. Second, not only gives you life and power. Number two, it says in verse 7, it says it gives us wisdom. Now, if you're in the young adult, young family Bible study, we're going through the book of Proverbs. It talks about wisdom, you know, a lot. And if you remember in the previous sermons, wisdom is not just by itself. Wisdom is like a procession of two more other things. It's knowledge,
understanding and then you get wisdom. Okay? They're all linked. The knowledge of God's Word, the understanding of the Word, and then you get wisdom. They're all linked.
So keep that in mind. Okay? You want wisdom, you need to know the Bible.
Which is the very revelation, the self-revelation of God Himself. Number 7 gives wisdom. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Wisdom, I mean, maybe a lot of definition of wisdom. Let me take it this angle here. Wisdom is able to see reality like God sees them. Is to see everything the way God looks at it. Okay? That's wisdom. Is to see things, to know things, to feel things, to hate things the way God feels and hates things. There's wisdom. Is able to not only see this world, the physical world that God created, but also see a spiritual world, God's world, where right now He sits on the throne, all the angels, myriad mirrors of angels, the new creation, the kingdom of God. You guys see both. Live for both. A Christian, a genuine Christian, has one reality, one foot in this world. Yes, you need things in this world. Yeah, you have responsibility in this world. But don't throw your heart in it. You have another foot in God's world, the spiritual world. And when you're a Christian by faith, God has awakened you to the reality of God and the spiritual reality. There's more to this world and your life to live for this world. Life here is short. Most of your life, 99.99% of your life, is waiting after this life. There's wisdom. There's wisdom. Don't buy, my brothers and sisters and watching online, don't buy into the lie of Satan and sometimes your flesh. Satan says, give yourself, throw yourself. Like the rich man, remember the parable of the rich man? He threw himself, all his time, to gaining riches. And what did he have after he died? Don't make that mistake. He had nothing to show for. Poor man. He had nothing in this world. Yet when he died, you know the parable? He was rich. Beyond measure. The rich man was asking for the poor man for help and for mercy. Don't make that mistake, my brothers and sisters, in 2021. Give yourself to the Word, the very Word of God, to gain wisdom. The fool says, Psalm 14, Verse 1, Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, in his desire, is more desire for gold than the Bible or knowing God. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. That was my life, half my life, in pursuing the whatever next thing that the world, you know, told me to do. Living my life, not according to the Bible, but according to whatever the next thing my life threw at me. Basically, living for this world. You know, I used to be really impressed with, you know, people who have, you know, PhDs. You know, Harvard professor or Cornell professor. But people who have these prestige academia or credentials in the world. Not that impressive. You know why those credentials that we all try to strive towards, you know, the top echelon of society.
Because without God, the basic thing about God, pursuing God, those people who deny God, they don't pursue God, is not very wise. In the eyes of God, those people are foolish. They're foolish people. I was foolish. Talking about myself, half my life, I was a foolish man. I thought I was wise. I was foolish. Storing treasures on earth, throwing ourselves in treasures on earth, Jesus said, okay, is a waste of time. But storing treasures in heaven is someone who is beyond wise. Don't store treasures on earth. Don't throw yourself in it. But store treasures in heaven. There's wisdom. There's someone with unbelievable wisdom. And the Bible, God's Word, gives you knowledge, understanding, and this prized possession called wisdom. You know, other parts in Proverbs, a few places in Proverbs say wisdom. Similar wording here is more sweeter than honey, more precious than fine gold. And number three, not only the Bible, when you give yourself to it, gives you life and power and wisdom. Look at verse 8. The Word of God gives you, I love this one. The Word of God gives you joy. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The Word of God is the best source, the deepest and lasting joy. There's nothing in the world more sweeter than the Word of God. The Bible is not boring. Sometimes I think that. Some days I don't want to give myself to it. But it's sweet, sweeter than honey. Taste and see that He is sweet and good. This is the experience that God is offering to us in 2021. You want joy in the heart? Deep, lasting joy? Not stuff in this world. You know, stuff in this world, the Christmas presents that we get from our parents, you know, it gives us some superficial joy, right? Good to have things. But how long those joys last? You know, often, you know, when my kids ask for toys, right? Like my wife and I, we always like talk. How long is no one gonna have joy with this gift, you know, or this thing? And it you know, he plays with it for a little bit, and then you know, he doesn't play with it anymore, you know. But that's often the happiness and joy of things in this world. Very short, doesn't last. Yet the joy that God gives to His children is deep, and it is a lasting joy to your soul. Give yourself to it. Pray. You know, you should pray. And I, even though the Bible is true, the Word is true, it gives you joy, it gives you power, and it gives you wisdom. I always find myself, you should do this practice, before you read the Bible, you should pray. God, give me wisdom. You say there's joy in this book. It feels like it's boring. It feels like it's not worth my time. Lord, help me to see and taste that joy, that wisdom, that power. Ask God to show you. When you pray that as a desperate child, will He not answer you? When's the last time you prayed that to God? Help me It's boring. It's not worth my time. Other things are more worthy of my time, or more pressing in my life today or this week or this year. God, help me. Help me to see. Help me to feel life and power. Not always, but sometimes when I read my Bible and I pray and He answers that prayer, I feel like there's so much joy in my heart. Overflowing with joy. Power of 10 men. I know I'm getting older and weaker. My wife always reminds me, you know, how I'm getting older and weaker. I need more naps and all that stuff. I feel that every time when the Lord answers my prayer and see something about God. It's so sweet. It's so precious. Not only gives me joy, more wise than last year or 20 years ago when I first became a Christian. And I see that. And I give myself to the Word of God. More. More. And more. So if you're a youth student, if you're watching, youth, look up, or children watching, give yourself to it. I know right now you think the Bible is not worth your time. Games are more worth your time. That's more exciting, right? Among Us, popular games for youth right now, you know, or books, other books. My kid right now is really into books now because he's finally started, you know, learn how to read. It's kind of cool, actually, you know, the transition between start, you know, knowing vocab and grammar and all that stuff and start reading. But youth, give yourself to it. It'd be awesome, you kids, if you to ask your parent, your father and mother, Dad, Mom, can you teach me God's Word? You tell that to your parents. What an awesome request. Instead of like, can you play with me basketball or whatever? Have some time in looking and learning. You know, that really gives me joy. You know, it does give me joy to play with my kids. Most of the time, okay? Sometimes it feels like a chore. But, you know, when Noah or any of my kids, especially Noah, you know, he asked me about questions about God. You know, the last question that he asked a couple few days ago is, what does it mean to be born again? And I love questions like that. You know, what a question that a young person could ask. You students, children, college students, give yourself to God's Word. Post-college students, working, your professionals, give yourself to it. I know right now your job is so pressing right now, but it's not. It's not as pressing as you think. Or your career. Or parents, your family, your mothers, raising your kids and your fathers. More pressing than all that. Those are important. Yeah, you're going to need to play with the kids and go on vacation and do that. But God's Word, give yourself to it. I remind myself and my wife to give yourself, put time every day to give yourself to joy, to wisdom, what a list, and to life and power. I pray. So that is my prayer. May God have mercy on this church in 2021. May God bring us a revival in going to the Bible more, so that we might gain wisdom and power and joy in our lives. So that we're convinced, like David, that the Word of God, we can say amen, but the Word of God is more desired than any riches, any gold, much fine gold, sweeter than the honeycomb. And that will be a reality, a miracle in 2021, a experience of life and power and wisdom and joy in 2021. That is my prayer. May you pray that as well. This new year, 2021.
2021. Let's pray together.
Father in heaven, Lord, have mercy on us. Perhaps many of us or some of us here are not convinced by me or by David or by even by your son himself. Oh, Lord, may you convict us. Make us holy, more holy. May you take that percentage, whatever percentage that we have given ourselves to in 2020 or 2020. And, my Lord, may you give us urgency and joy to give ourselves more to the Word of God in the year 2021, I pray. Give us the discipline that we need, especially the fathers of this church and the mothers, oh Lord, to lead their family in truth, the sharing of it and the teaching of it, I pray, for the sake of their children and their future, and their future life with you forever in eternity. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Bless us, this church, I pray, in year 2021. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen.